Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jerry Schaefer says his book, Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives, demonstrates how the initial lie in the Garden of Eden, that it was Eve's fault, has reverberated throughout history to keep women down to shape their destiny. And as Jerry says, it's been a constant uphill battle for women to prove their worth. By denying women's valuable input, men have steered civilization toward a cliff, and sometimes in the process, well, they shot themselves in the foot. Jerry Schaefer was born in Cut Bank, Montana. The Blackfoot Indian Reservation began in the outskirts of town. He attended a Catholic boarding school in Napier, Wisconsin, for high school. Upon graduation, he enrolled in a monastery, studying to become a priest. He left after 4 years. He has two adult kids who live in the Midwest with their families. He moved to Southern California from Wisconsin in 1979. Taught Los Angeles Unified School District, retiring in 2000. His second wife died from Alzheimer's disease in 2018. After her death, he took up writing again. And Jerry Schaefer, author of Women Down Through the Ages, How Lies Have Shaped Our Lives, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the program. Love to have you with us here today. Looking forward to this conversation.
Oh, thanks, Rick. Happy to be here.
Humorist, author, the book is really so well written, Women Down Through the Ages, How Lies Have Shaped Our Lives. Jerry Schaefer, our guest on the program. Give me an example of something that proves your point in the book. And the book is full of them, but just give me one that'll get our attention right at the beginning that proves the point.
Well, I think one of the good examples was in the 18th century, there were some missionaries in Quebec with an Indian tribe there, Native Americans, and the head of the missionaries spent some time there with the natives, and he was just appalled at how they were living, that the kids were running free, the wife had just as much say in the household as the guy, and basically the missionary said, you know, you need to shape this thing up and take control here and get things in order. You know, the kids shouldn't be running free, and, you know, your wife should be more submissive. and so he took it to heart, and a few years later, there was a lot of problems with the tribe. There was alcoholism, and things were not going well. And so that was just kind of one example of how things
work. A number of these are in the book. Jerry's book is Women Down Through the Ages, How Lies Have Shaped Our Lives. A lot of them church-oriented. I mentioned in the beginning the initial lie in the Garden of Eden, that it was Eve's fault. And we'll touch on that as we go through the conversation today. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to urlinkpublishing.com, Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble. Let's talk about patriarchy, which is obviously a main topic of the book, Women Down Through the Ages. How does patriarchy affect women? Talk about the impact between the two.
Yeah, well, it's just continuing. Today we make progress. It seems like progress, like with women's liberation and yes. things like that. But things don't really end up changing that much. I mean, women are still afraid to go walking alone after dark. And something you can see going on right now. I mean, I just saw a movie yesterday about Sound of Freedom, about child slavery and selling children into slavery and for sex. And, you know, things like that are direct outcomes. They're linked to patriarchy. They're linked to seeing women as less than and basically exploiting ourselves and nature. So it's ongoing today.
With us on the program is Jerry Schaefer. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. His book is Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives. Book available wherever books are sold. A link's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So Jerry, how does patriarchy, what's the impact it has on men? Does it have a negative impact on men as well?
Yeah, it really does, Rick. I mean, my own experience growing up, you know, when I was in grade school, at some point, some of my friends kind of introduced me, you know, you're not quite man enough. I mean, they had me in the restroom one time. They were telling me to punch this guy in the stomach or just punch him. And I didn't even know the guy. So, I mean, the kind of grooming, it kind of starts in school. And, of course, we get it from our parents. I mean, I'm from a patriarchal family, and it affected me growing up, and it affected me. You know, I experienced it firsthand with my older brothers, my parents. So it affects us in the sense that we're kind of divided. I mean, I wasn't able to really express myself emotionally. You know, like I was kind of grooming myself not to be the person I was. So it does affect men.
You know, it's interesting you talk about even the most powerful men are helpless to escape the manhood trap. And I think you just described that, didn't you? It's there, it's been there, and it seems to stay there.
That's right. Yeah, it's really hard to get out of it. I mean, the thing is, you know, we've been living under this patriarchal blueprint for, you know, 8 to 10,000 years. So it's so ingrained, we don't even realize it, or we don't think we can get out of it. We almost think it's natural, and it really isn't.
How prevalent is patriarchy today? And I mentioned that because you said we've come a long way, or we think we've given ourselves credit for coming a long way. But then you stop and think, and well, maybe not so fast. Maybe we haven't come as far as we think we have. How prevalent is it today?
Yeah, I think it's quite prevalent. I think we have I think it's reaching the end point, though, because patriarchy has taken us really to the edge of a cliff, because we're in different ways. We're almost looking at the end of our species. I mean, could be nuclear war. It could be, I mean, there's certain cabal of people who want to make us into different human beings, into, you know, altering our human nature. And that's kind of the end of the patriarchal scheme. I mean, patriarchy came out of, you know, we can do better. We don't need to follow the natural order. And that's reaching its logical conclusion with trying to alter our actual human nature. So it's I think it's very prevalent, but it's also, and on another level, it's coming to an end, because women are really seeing it for what it is. And they're really kind of going in their own direction. And men are starting to realize that, too, realize that it's not working, and they're kind of following women's lead. So I think we're nearing the end of it.
The book is so well done, bringing up a very important topic, doing it in a humorous way, but it gets you thinking, and it's like, wow, is that me? Is that anybody I know? Is that what life is like now? The book is Women Down Through the Ages, How Lies Have Shaped Our Lives by Jerry Schaefer, Schaefer. Book available wherever books are sold. What would life be like? What would the world look like without patriarchy? What would be ideal?
Wow, that's a great question, Rick. I think we're on the verge of having that, of finding that. Now, it would be, it's hard to imagine what it would be like, because we always start from the starting point in patriarchy, and it's hard to see beyond that. But I think what it would be kind of like in the hunter-gatherer days, when we were in small communities relying on each other. I think it would be more of a bartering system. We could have the structures we have today, but instead of competition and division, we would have cooperation and community. And with I don't think we would have cars running our lives, you know.
When you think about it, it's like, you know, that's a goal. That would not be a bad life for all of us. You talk in the book about we're in a deep state, deep sleep of tradition, lulled by the enslaving and enchanting tricks of the marketplace. Is that part of the problem, why patriarchy keeps going?
Yeah, I think it is. That's one of the traps that we fall into, and we don't even realize it. We don't realize how.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of subtle messages out there in the marketplace, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. They know how to trick us. And, you know, within each of us, you know, there is that kind of division within each of us, so that we can be captivated. We can be taken over and become, you know, kind of unconscious almost. And that's what we're kind of, I think, waking up from. We're waking up to the real possibilities of what life could really be like. I mean, we could have, instead of patriarchy, we could have paradise. It's within our grasp.
Yeah, and those are all decisions that we can make. And probably a lot of these decisions, maybe not even decisions, we just continue this because it's sort of the messages we get. It's the way we were brought up. We haven't really thought about what we're doing and the impact it has. The book is Women Down Through the Ages, How Lies Have Shaped Our Lives by Jerry Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. How can we change, even stop, patriarchy? That's the whole key. Once we have an awareness, and we get that from reading your book, that, wow, this really is not right. We really need to make the world a better place for everybody, and we have it in our power to do that. How do we go about making that change? It's one thing to know we need to. It's another thing to actually implement it. How do we do that?
Yeah, I think it's by kind of becoming aware on an individual level, waking up to who and what we are, and communicating that with others, finding community, because I mean, we live in a world really divided, and we have all these different things, the media, authorities kind of dividing us. And what we really need to do is find out who we are and share that with each other and kind of wake up to what life can offer us.
Our guest is Jerry Schaefer. The book is Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives. What role does sex play in patriarchy?
Yeah, it plays a big role. And because patriarchy is about, I mean, I think that's what the initial patriarchs kind of envisioned, you know, because we do have a sex drive.
Yes.
And they wanted to dominate. They wanted to have their way with women. So they kind of set it up, you know, with the biblical narrative. So it plays an important part. And it's really, you know, a big part of something that we need to kind of grow out of or realize how we've been kind of manipulated and tricked into thinking and believing that it's so important. I mean, of course, it's important and something we enjoy, but it's really been blown out of the water with you know, patriarchy kind of paired up with, you know, Kinsey and Freud, the Kinsey report. And you see it today because of, you know, now we're trying to sexualize children. Well, children, they don't need that.
Exactly. How did you come, talk about your transition. You talked about as a kid, you grew up as we all did in this patriarchal society and guys act this way, little boys act this way. Go ahead and punch this guy because that's what we do. We're little boys, we do that. Talk about the transformation, the transition you went through to realizing, you know, this really isn't right and the world would be better off if we understood that. How difficult was that progress for you?
Well, it kind of started with my second wife when we were dancing on the floor one night, and she said to me, "How come you're looking at all these other women and not at me?" And I realized, what are men? That's what we do. That's what men do. But then I started looking within myself and realizing that, yeah, I really do that. And why do women have this power over me? And I kind of went into a process of trying to get out from under that. And I went through this process of kind of learning to perceive women differently, not as sex objects, but as actual human persons. And it took me a few years to get through that. But at the end, it was an amazing journey that I started seeing women completely differently. And I no longer feared them. They didn't have this power over me. I mean, I still appreciate them very much, but that's kind of how I went through it.
What would it be like if we had a matriarchy, if at least a balance possibly there? What would the world be like if it was different? Instead of patriarchy, it was matriarchy.
Yeah, well, you know, in ancient Egypt, they had some of the pharaohs were women, and like one of them, when she became the pharaoh, you know, she made peace with the neighbors of Sudan, and she transformed the country into a beautiful place. So I don't think a matriarchy would work, and women would admit that as well. What we really want is a balance, because we, from the beginning, women have been out of the picture. I think if women were as much in the picture as they should be, we would not be where we are today with warring, you know, all these wars going on and division, because women, you know, they bring a sensible, a different, more down to earth, bringing in their more attuned to nature. That's what we need.
What's the role of popular culture in influencing patriarchy? And popular culture, I'll even throw social media in as part of that. What is the influence of that in patriarchy?
Oh, yeah. They're completely very influential. They're completely on board because, you know, everything is kind of geared towards keeping the status quo, keeping the patriarchy going. So all of the major media outlets, the movies, the TV, all of that is kind of geared toward the status quo, keeping the system going instead of shining a light on it. And because basically we, you know, people are comfortable with, you know, we don't like change, but we need to be open to what is possible. And suffering kind of brings that about. I mean, when we suffer enough, we think, I've had enough, I got to change. And that's kind of what we're going through right now, the turmoil.
Jerry Schaefer is our guest on This Week in America, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. The book is Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives. Let's talk about how you went about writing this book and getting this message out. This is not academic. It's not a textbook. And it could very easily be that and nobody would read it. But you've got this element of satire, this element of humor that's in there. Talk about the presentation of the book. You've got facts. You've got history. You've got quotes from outspoken females. You've got a quiz as you go as well. Talk about balancing a touch of humor with a very important message.
Yeah, well, that's something I wanted to do, Rick. I wanted it to be accessible and enjoyable. I mean, I'm someone who enjoys life, and I think life is very funny. I mean, bad as it can be, there's always some humor in it. And women have been treated so badly through the centuries, what we've done to them. And it's so ridiculous. It's almost ludicrous. I mean, things that we put them through. So I wanted to add a touch of humor. I sort of apologized in the beginning saying, you know, it's not a funny thing, but I think it can be something, you know, you can kind of see it in a humorous light and make it more readable. I wanted to make it, you know, accessible that way. And like I said, to me, life is funny, and if I'm going to write something, I've got to put some humor in it.
Well, yes, and it's interesting. I mentioned in the beginning, growing up next to the Blackfoot Indian Reservation, what role did they play in your life? You talk about their zest for life, their joy, their laughter. Has that impacted who you are?
I think it has, Rick. I mean, I don't think I realized it so much at the time, but later on, I really did, because my best friend was a full-blooded Blackfoot American, and he was just so different. I mean, they didn't talk a lot. They're more silent. They have a side of a presence that I think I grew up with and learned from. And like I say, their family, I mean, you know, they were put through, you know, all the stuff that we did to them, but they were so life loving and laughing all the time. So different from my own family that, you know, they were sort of my adopted family.
With us on the program, author, humorist Jerry Schaefer. A couple minutes left in the program. You've written other books, and I want to talk about a couple of these. And you'll find these if you go to, for example, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, click on the author. All of Jerry's books will pop up there, as well as, of course, this one, Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives. First one was the Story of You. That was a children's book, wasn't it?
Yes, for little kids. And, it's basically, telling kids how beautiful they are, how beautiful life is, and a little bit of, I guess an inspiration from Eckhart Tolle that, you know, living in the moment is important and not let thinking dominate our lives. So I tell kids, you know, thoughts are not real. And, you know, it's one of the things I mentioned to them. And so that's for them. And then there's a book for teenagers, Cruising Through the Teens, Easier Than It Seems. Again, letting them know that high school could be a fun time. I mean, it wasn't for me. It was a very difficult time, but if they can learn to look inside themselves and not listen to what their peers are saying or, you know, the culture around them, you know, they can really navigate it better.
And then one of the books is that, isn't it kind of funny that? Has that been published?
Yes, that has been. Yeah, and that's just a short book, short chapters on time and space and ego, and it's just kind of a look, a poking of look at how weird life is. For example, when we're born as babies, we kind of have it all. I mean, we're not talking yet, but we know what life is, and then we kind of spend the rest of our life trying to get back to that point of what we knew at birth.
Yes.
And the hospitals, the medical system is kind of set up, well, it's not going to be healthy if we're healthy, the health system breaks down.
They need constant customers, especially with the money they're spending on buildings and equipment and all of that. All the books are available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual places. The book we focused on today, Women Down Through the Ages, How Lies Have Shaped Our Lives. What are you working on now? Have you got another book that you're working on?
I do, Rick. I do, and this one is tied somewhat to the women's book on patriarchy. It's kind of about male and female sex and the intersecting with sex and how that affects our lives. And I include a chapter in it of my how I went through that, seeing women differently, and my how and it's a little bit funny, but. That's what I'm working. It's almost finished. I'm just looking for an agent right now.
Well, we'd love to have the chance to talk about that as well. And I've got a minute or so here at the end. What do you hope the message is that readers take away from reading Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives? Just in a couple of sentences, what do you hope when it's over with, they put the book away, they think back on it? What do you hope they're thinking about?
Yeah, well, I would want them to. I think that they see what has been going on in the past, they can kind of connect it to what's going on still right now. And they can start to see that there's a different way of looking at women. There's a different way of seeing life. And that's kind of what I hope they would take away.
You do such a wonderful job in making that presentation in the book Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives by Jerry Schaefer. Jerry is Jerry Schaefer, Schaefer. Book available from yourlinkpublishing.com. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places. Jerry, a job well done on this. I really look forward to having you back on the program to talk about this. And I love the new topic for the book and an excellent job, books for younger readers that you have out there as well. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
You're welcome, Rick. I enjoyed it very much.
It's been a lot of fun. Our guest is Jerry Schaefer. The book, Women Down Through the Ages, How Lives Have Shaped Our Lives. The book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.